We couldn't let the afternoon pass without the new Plymouth Argyle manager, Bobby Williamson, talking to us about promotion and the championship. He is with Gordon Sparks.
Bobby Williamson, thanks. First of all, many congratulations to you.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a great week. I'm delighted for everybody associated with Plymouth Argyle. The fans were tremendous today, and they helped the players get through it when they really needed them most, and the players didn't disappoint.
How does this feel? Played one, won one, promotions won, championships won.
Yeah, it's tremendous. It's great because you never ever get into a position like this in football. I don't think it will ever happen again. Paul Sturrock and his backroom staff have done a tremendous job here over the years, and all the credit obviously goes to Paul. Disappointed his team lost today, but his other team won and clinched the promotion through all his hard work, and I'll be giving Paul a call later.
I noticed that you stood beside the dugout for just about the entire game.
Yeah, I did think about sitting in the director's box and taking a back step, but I spoke to a couple of players and they felt they needed my presence about the dressing room, and I'm glad I did go in and put my toppings worth in because it helped me settle in a lot quicker. I was getting very frustrated over the last few days because I wasn't doing much. I was just letting the guys go on with it, and I took part on Friday and let them hear my voice, and I felt that was important.
Did Rangers approach the game in the manner that you expected them to?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a very tight, difficult match, and they didn't disappoint us, and they could have went either way. There was chances either end. I felt we had more of the clear-cut chances, made their goalkeeper work a bit harder for it than theirs did. But I knew the first goal was going to be so important. I'm just glad it was us.
But in the only at half time, Plymouth Argyle had by far the more opportunities in front of goal, the more goal attempts. And if it wasn't for Lee Camp, it could have been an entirely different story as far as Rangers were concerned at the break.
Yeah, but I've seen teams going out of the break, being ahead and then losing it in the second half. That wasn't the case. We were always in the ascendancy. We never got the goal in the first half. We kept playing in the second half, putting balls into dangerous areas, and eventually we got a great cross in for Norris, and Mickey Evans does what he's so good at.
So how did you enjoy your first experience inside the Theatre of Dreams?
It's been fantastic since day one. Since the first day I spoke to the board of directors, I knew there were people I would love to work with, and thankfully they elected me as the next manager. I've said from day one I'm delighted to be here, and I'll work as hard as I can do to try and keep this success story moving on.
Fans don't hold back, do they?
The fans have been fantastic from day one, as I said. They've been giving me their best wishes, and as I said, that's why you're involved in football. You want to please your supporters, and they were out here in numbers today, and I hope they have a fantastic next few weeks.
You made a long journey to Plymouth this week. You've got another one to come Friday in preparing for Saturday.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm here. I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to the challenge, and as I said, it's going to be great.
Sorry for my personal hygiene. I was attacked earlier, but
no problem. I heard you're always like that.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bobby.
Thank you.